Going live 5 minutes ago.
You are now listening to Beyond the Veil, a production of Holosuite Media. Tune in to our live show every Thursday at 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time.
The following live broadcast may not be suitable for all ages. The views expressed in this show are solely those of the individual providing them and do not represent the opinion of the station, website, or any affiliated partners. Audience discretion is advised.
Hi everyone, and welcome to tonight's Beyond the Veil, where we bring you the latest news from the most awesome game ever, The Secret World. So, what are we going to talk about tonight? We'll talk about the latest bug fixes that concern the Flappy Raid. We'll talk about the quote-unquote helmet issue, and we'll tell you when the next monthly duel tournament is. Tonight, with me, Antida, filling in for our beloved host, Xander. So who's with me tonight?
Emergency host hologram.
Unfortunately, no one that perfect.
I'm Alistair.
But yes, Alistair is here. Hi, Alistair.
Hi.
And M Dash is here. Hi, Dash.
Hi, Antida.
Hi, I'm nervous.
Aw.
And we have Gigabyte.
Hello.
Hello. And then Hello. We have Myth.
Hi, everybody.
Hi, Dr. Myth.
Now, in case you're wondering why Xander is not hosting the show tonight, well, that's because he's been very, very ill this entire week with a bad case of bronchitis.
He didn't wear the CDC outfit when he fought Flappy. And
then he got infected by all this filth. Running around, you know, trying to do the Flappy mission, and Flappy kind of flapped him a few times and coughed in his direction, and then all of a sudden Xander started coughing, and not a pretty picture. So
did Flappy poop on him?
That too. Ping-ponged him around a few times.
We're all in danger.
Wait a second, I just got it. What happens when you play a game of pinball and you shake it too much? You get tilt. And then, so what we're getting is Flappy is playing pinball with us because of Tilty. It all makes sense. I've solved the conspiracy.
Oh my god. Yep.
Nice.
You've explained it to us. Yeah, so anyway, Xander is not feeling very well tonight. He hasn't been feeling well this entire week. Almost completely lost his voice. And he's saving his vocal cords for this weekend. another person absent tonight is Rowan, who is traveling at this time. So we wish him a safe trip, and we wish Xander a speedy recovery.
So everyone's flying, right? So that means he actually has touched the sky?
Could be, as long as he's not walking into empty. That would not be good.
That's not safe at all.
No.
At least not without a suit.
Yeah. And some headphones, probably. Keep the music
gas
out.
Gas mask.
Yeah.
A jetpack. You know, any of those things would come in handy.
Jetpack is always handy.
Yeah, I'd love to have one of those jetpacks and then just be flying around. Even though when I do that in Star Trek Online, it always takes me off because I can never do it properly.
Whenever my sim uses a jetpack in The Sims, she gets really sick and then throws up.
Maybe we'll get a jetpack for a temporary mission in Tokyo, like we got the snow.
To get to the top of the tower, of Orochi Tower.
That'd be awesome. Star Trek style.
Yeah.
Rocket boots!
Right, oh my god.
Yeah, I just don't see that happening though.
It's just actually a secret function in the carapace boots that'll be unlocked once we get to Tokyo.
Okay. That's the whole point.
I would like to explain to you something that I just feel is like horrible when it comes to me being a gamer and a nerd. Is we're sitting here and we're talking about the secret world, and by talking about stuff in the secret world, I just now realized why they named an achievement in Star Trek Online an achievement. I have no idea why the two came together. It's like suddenly, ding, light bulb.
Okay, moving on.
It's the rocket boots. Rocket boots are the solution. Because Tilty and Pinball. See, Xander's not here. We're falling apart.
Apparently, Alistair went crazy.
Went. I've been crazy.
He's always been crazy.
I just haven't had a lot of caffeine today, so it's coming out more often.
Wow. Maybe I should have had more coffee than I already have.
Yeah, me too.
All right, but back to what's new in the secret world. So as I mentioned before, there have been two hotfixes that came out, first on February 17th and the second on February 20th. And most of those fixes consisted of something concerning, 95% of the fix, both of them, have had to do something with the Flappy Raid. So the first one, basically, if you remember, when we first started fighting Flappy, sometimes his health would just shoot right back up. You could be down like 50% and then all of a sudden, bug, and poof, Flappy goes back to 12 million. And it's like, no, we're going to be here for another freaking hour. Because some people were getting ticked off and would actually leave. Now, that happens to you guys often.
At the end, when we're fighting him, we got him down to about 10 million hit points because I think originally he had 14 million hit points.
12 million, if I remember
right. 12 million. Well, it was around. It was about an eighth of his health was gone, and it was the very first heat death of the universe of the fight, and he reset, and then we continued fighting him, and we got him down to like 100,000 health, and he took off as though he was going to do, Flappy Airlines, and just vanished. And I'm going to mispronounce his name, Zubre, the guy who helps you during the fight.
Zubre.
Yeah, said good, but even Gaia will be tested in what's to come, but we never got credit for the fight, so.
Damn.
It's all on video. I even submitted it to the devs so they can.
I had a similar situation when we got him down to, I think it was 400,000. And then he reset right back up to 12 million, and I rage quit.
I've done that. I won't lie, I have done that. But I can say that in my vengeance, I did submit a 15 minute video to Funcom that they had to listen to me repeating Elder Scrolls metal music over and over and over again.
Nice.
Yeah, so that kind of stuff should not be happening again. And to be fair, since February 17th, I've ran the mission quite a number of times, and not once has Flappy's health reset during the fight. So obviously,
it seems to be stable.
Yep, yeah, mm-hmm. Seems to be the hotfix seems to be working. Yay for Funcom!
And the hotfix now, today did fix a big issue that I'm glad about.
And that is?
Filth exposure.
The invisible filth puddles that kill you.
Oh, yeah.
We love those. Like, what the frack happened here?
It's like you're sitting there at full health, and then suddenly, what killed me?
Yeah.
See, I was a bit confused when I logged in and they were all kind of receding, because I don't know if you noticed, but the tentacles haven't been disappearing. I haven't been able to see how much health is left on them myself.
603.
Yeah, no, someone told me that. But when I logged in, I saw all the filth was receding. I thought to myself, ah, is this how they're going to do this now? Is all the filth going to suddenly just disappear? And then that's I thought to myself, hang on, no. Lots of people die on that filth.
Yeah, the filth on the way to... on the way to the fight, they've pulled it towards the edges because, for the most part, the fight itself is actually very stable. I mean, it's down to, like, 5 frames, but it's really stable. But when you're running up that branch to the fight, you will get stutter lag. And on more than one occasion, I have died running into the filth or just ran off the platform because I was dodging around it. But now it's mostly a straight shot, so it's easier to get around now.
See, I finally got that down to an art as well. I could get through that without hitting a single puddle. Yeah, finally got that down to an art form, and they get rid of it.
Yeah, I thought that was kind of part of the fun, but I guess it, you know, if you have good frames per second, it's okay. Sure. But if you are lagging, that it must be frustrating as hell.
Yeah,
now that you
probably
have to fix the lag when he does, you know, Tears of Dis.
Well, I don't know. My my frames per second have been in mid-20s during the fight, so that's pretty good.
Well, maybe you should turn down your pixels there, particle effects. That's the word I'm thinking.
I will admit I have everything set to Jesus Christ, how is this even possible? But I imagine if I turn it all down, it would work a little better. I mean, right now I'm at 24 frames per second.
I have everything set to 0, and I'm at 5, standing still.
No.
Oh, okay.
You're not standing still, you're dancing.
Oh, maybe you just need to get a new computer.
Yeah, I need more RAM.
Right now I'm fluctuating between 20 and 30, mostly. And, like, when I stand here just before a fight, we'll probably see here in about, you know, 25 minutes. Or when there's, like, you know, everybody everywhere standing in this portal, it will get way down there.
Yeah, those, if you guys remember during all those, was it Guardians of Gaia fights, and all during those golden weekends when Guardians of Gaia were unleashed upon the secret world lands, we had those huge fights that would take in how many people, like 70 people in an instance. And that really, on my computer that now runs like at a 40 player raid, runs at 25 frames per second. Back then it would be down to 2, maybe 5 if I'm lucky. So that was pretty bad. So yeah, I'm not surprised that Funcom has managed to keep the frames up for the most part and for the most players. Of course, it will depend on the machine that you run the game on, because Secret World is very computer heavy. It does need quite a bit of everything, shall we say. A good graphics card, plenty of RAM in order to run it perfectly.
Yeah, I got my computer about a year ago, and it's a desktop, and I have everything set to about 1, and I get about 15 to 20 frames in the Flappy thing, so that's pretty good.
Yeah, it does help. Though. It does help. Better computer, you know, you're able to run the game on a higher level setting. And, I mean, the game just looks that much more awesome. And, of course, frame per second is that much better. Another thing that got fixed during these hot fixes is there was an issue with players actually dying during the fight, and they weren't able to get back into the fight before the fight was over, and they would not get credit for the kill, which of course was, you know, all the rage, like, oh my god, I didn't get my bag, I didn't get my loot. So that's also fixed now. Has anyone experienced issue as it was before, that they did not get the loot?
Nope.
At the end of the fight?
It happened to me, I think, twice.
Not
since the update.
Yeah, before the update, you know, I had like a 66% rating of not getting credit.
Ouch.
I do know it happened to Xander during one of the fights, and that happened yesterday, I believe. I think he submitted a ticket for it, but, you know, it's like logging off. Sometimes if you log off and log back on, you will get the send report mission, but he didn't get that.
Yeah, no, I never received that once.
And apparently what Xander was told is that he had died too far away from Flappy in order to receive the credit. Which, to be honest, it doesn't make sense. Because
shouldn't matter, no.
The furthest out that you can be away from Flappy is at the very beginning.
The entrance hall, yeah.
You can't really die there anymore. Because they've moved the filth puddles, you can't really die there, so... How did he die too far away?
But regardless, if you're in the instance, you should get credit. Regardless of where you die.
Yeah, if you're in the instance and you've done significant, you've done damage to him.
Precisely.
You haven't, you know, sat on the platform for 90 seconds and gotten kicked out, then you should get credit.
No, you precisely. Shouldn't. If you don't move for 90 seconds. You know, you have a full minute and a half before you get kicked out of the instance. I'm not sure whether you get the actual credit for the mission. But the thing is, touching back on what happened to Xander, at the very end of the fight, there's this massive Heat of the Universe attack that Flappy does. And it happens every time. So if it does happen to you, you happen to die there, wait for the send report button before you actually resurrect, okay? If you die and you don't see, and you click on the resurrect button, you might actually interfere with receiving the report button, and you might not get the mission credit. That's just, you know, you might. So rather than you being without the loot, if it does happen to you that you die, wait for the button, send report button, and then resurrect. Hopefully that should help.
Because personal experience past few weeks, or at least the past week, good luck trying to get Funcom to fix it if it didn't pick UV record.
Now, another thing that has changed was the Enter the Filth Phase 3, which is the name of the mission where you go in and fight Flappy, now has a 2-hour cooldown, whereas before it only had one, correct?
Yeah, that's right.
Why?
People would go in at the last minute and they get caught in an hour-long fight with Flappy because they didn't have... as many people as they did in the first one. And because they got caught in an hour-long fight, they would get the mission again to come up.
Oh.
Yeah, so they would get another chance at getting the bag. So by increasing it to a 2-hour cooldown, that doesn't happen.
Unless people specifically just run around and try not to die.
Yeah. See, I was a bit confused because when Galactrix explained this to me, I always assumed that the mission was on the same cooldown as the portal, which made sense to me.
Yeah.
I thought, well, if you can't get into it, then you can't get the mission. Duh. So I assumed that the mission was on a 3-hour cooldown, same as the portal was, but apparently not.
So that has been increased, the cooldown has been increased to 2 mm-hmm. hours, and Flappy's health has also been reduced by 0.5 mil. It was at 12 mil before, whereas now it's 11 or 11 and a half?
11 and a half, somewhere in that region. I'm not entirely sure how much of a difference that makes, though, to be honest, because it doesn't take long to drop a mil.
Yeah, it doesn't really take long to take 0.5 million off.
Hmm. I don't know how much of a difference that's supposed to make.
I'm wondering why they did it at all.
It probably makes a lot of a difference for those people who get in the portal at the last minute and only have, like, 10 people.
True.
Well, I suppose. But you still got to drop 11 million.
Yeah. Which is no easy feat.
No, that's right.
To accomplish, yeah.
And not easy on your feet.
No. Even on your butt. You keep, like, getting booted from one tier of this to another to a third. My personal favorite is those lines. I forgot the name of the attack.
We call it Flappy Airlines.
Flappy Airlines. Wow.
Flappy Airlines.
Oh my god.
Flight FU coming in for a landing.
You get, like, sometimes I get lucky and I only have to, like, move several steps in each direction and be in the, like, the safe spot. You know, it's like, you found a sweet spot, do not move.
Yeah.
And then sometimes, no matter where on Earth you turn around to go, there seem to be, you find yourself in the middle of that line, which is quite a thick line. And if you don't have any dashes active, there's no freaking way you can get out of it. And then you get bumped from one right in the middle of the next one, and then the next one. And then if you're lucky not to get thrown in the middle of that line, you actually get thrown into the filth, and of course you die at that point. It's like what?
Yeah, I was quite unlucky with one of them. I ran out of way of one, and then another one was right on top of me, so I had to run away from that one, then another one, and then another one. I just ran out of dashes in the end.
And guess what, Funcom, just, you know, as a side note here, you should consider granting an achievement for anyone who completes the fight without dying once.
Totally.
Yeah, because I've done that.
I've come close.
Yeah, I came close.
The very last heat death of the universe will hit me even though I'm off the platform.
Yeah, I guess, yeah, sure. That does kill. But that would be so freaking awesome to actually have an achievement, you know, to try not to get killed.
That's why I have immutable on, so I can just hit that right before Flappy dies, and then I don't die.
Now, speaking of Flappy Airlines, yesterday I had probably the... I wasn't frustrated because, I mean, if you die, you just come back. And the only thing frustrating about dying in the Flappy fights is the repair bill.
Oh,
it's not that bad.
I'm actually under a million packs now because of that.
I have spent a million packs in repairs alone. I have got 609,000 packs right now. So, but yesterday,
you just need to do some missions or, you know, farm.
I replaced my usual flamethrower and Dragon's Breath with Death from Above and my rocket launcher to give me a second, you know, get out of dodge card.
Yeah.
And Flappy Airlines had come along, and I used my Death from Above first to dodge out of one. And as I landed, not one line, not two lines, but three lines intersecting directly on top of me, it wouldn't have mattered if I had dodged in any direction. I was going to die.
So you just kind of stood there and went, ah, oh, wow.
I'm just going to accept this.
Okay, there is another thing that has been going around with this particular fight is certain players who we shall not name, even though we might recognize a few. If you are at the entrance branch in Agartha Defiled at the very beginning of the mission as you zone into Agartha Defiled, if you're there for more than 90 seconds without moving, you will be teleported out of the instance, which I think is great. You know, opens up a chance for someone else to get in into the raid and actually contribute. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, that fight's hard enough without, you know, people AFKing.
I would even put it to 1 minute, to be honest, because there's absolutely no reason other than maybe switching a build or tweaking a build. But you don't really need a full minute and a half in order to do it. I just don't think you do.
I disagree.
Let's be fair, you know, people do get called away.
People have to go to the bathroom.
Yeah,
and
exactly.
There's that custodian there with the shop.
Come on. If you need to go to the bathroom, you know damn well when the fight is going to happen, and that it's probably going to take about 15 to 20 minutes to complete.
Hey,
okay?
I've explained to my bosses many, many times, I cannot control when I need to pee. Okay?
There's a great line.
Yes, you can. Don't drink anything for an hour before the fight.
there's a great line from a wise man from an excellent movie called Jurassic Park. When you gotta go, you gotta go.
And then you get eaten by a T-Rex.
And Tita's like, ping's the wimps.
All these guys much. Complaining about how they have to go pee when they have to go pee, and Tita's like, oh, suck it up.
But honestly,
get the bottle.
I'm not complaining about this mechanic because, let's say you're in the fight and you do have to go pee, well, jump off the platform and land on the top platform. And then go use the restroom and just hope that, you know, she who's crawling outside doesn't appear.
And hope that Flappy doesn't suddenly appear on the top level, because he does do that now. A lot.
Oh, speaking of that, I experienced a great Flappy fake-out yesterday, too. We actually killed Flappy on the top platform.
Whoa.
And he started doing the Death of the Universe thing, and so we all leaped off the platform and landed on the bottom one. And just before Death of the Universe finished, teleport to the bottom platform.
That's
well, he just remembered, hey, crap, I can't die upstairs. I have to go downstairs and die again.
Here's the thing that has been bothering me with the whole Flappy going up top thing when she who is outside isn't up there, because I'll go to jump off the edge when he does Heat Death of the Universe, and by the time that I spawn up top, he's already up there, and I'm spawning in the middle of his thing, and get thrown off the edge and die.
Yeah,
because you ain't fast enough.
Every single time.
Yeah, that's because you ain't fast enough, mate.
Or maybe his computer isn't fast enough. I've managed to not have that happen. But the worst part is when you get up there, and then he puts that bomb AoE on someone. And apparently the first thing that goes into someone's mind when they get that bomb is, I'm going to run into everybody.
Oh, tell me about it. I've ranted about this for the past week.
I would like to condemn people for it, but I can't, because earlier today I got the bomb, and I thought someone else had the bomb, and I went to go move out of it, and I was like, oh god, it's following me, and then I realized it was me, and I was already in a group of people.
I mean, I know it's a surprise when you see that thing appear around the bottom of your feet, but I mean, the majority of the time you're trying to keep away from Flappy anyway, and Flappy generally appears around one of the edges, so maybe just run toward the edge? Or maybe just jump off, because you're going to die anyway.
Yeah, when you get the circle,
well,
jump off.
That's very optimistic. You might as well kill yourself, because you're going to die anyway.
Well, you are. The bomb basically blasts you backwards.
And you might as well not kill other people in the process.
Exactly. So you're going to be blasted backwards into the filth below anyway. Why not just jump off?
So everybody commits a massive suicide, and Flappy goes scratching his head. Well, they were all supposed to be here.
I think the best solution to it would be not remove or reduce the damage or even the knockback, but just add maybe 2 seconds to how long it takes for the bomb to go off.
Yeah.
To give the player
that
2 second
realization time, yeah.
To give the player enough time to go, oh crap, I'm the bomb, and get out of the way.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because it does take at least a second or two before you realize that that bomb is actually following you.
Especially with the lag.
Yeah, it's like no matter where you dash, you can't really control. You know, you just see something there and you kind of like point and you want to dash forward. And then sometimes it does happen that you actually end up dashing into a crowd of other players. And then, of course, nobody likes you because you kill them all. But it's like, it's not my fault.
I didn't know.
Yeah. It's like, way, I was just trying
person,
to save myself.
Am I the only person who wants to pick up and hug the runic automaton?
No, I do too. He wants uppies.
Yeah, cute.
Yeah, I got my runic automaton.
Does that too.
Yeah, the other one too?
Yeah.
Cute.
I may try and get one after I get the final piece of Carapace of the Immaculate Machine that I'm at least, you know, going to be able to get.
Yeah, considering the health, the way it's been going down, as slow, I kind
of
see some players actually some players on the forums have been suggesting that Funcom put something else in with the custodian, where you can buy the carapace stuff and other combat military stuff, simply because they already have bought everything there is to be bought, and they already, you know, have quite a supply of fragments and slivers from all the flappy fights. And they're just like, well, we hope you're going to, you know, provide us with something else other than what's already in the store to actually spend our money on. And it kind of feels like, you know, we're there in front of Funcom going, please, can I have some more? It's
exactly.
Like whatever they throw our way, we don't really whine. We, you know, provide constructive criticism as a community, and well, you know, some might call it whining. Some players do actually have legitimate reason why they're actually asking for something, and then it just so happens that other people go, well, yeah, that would be cool to have, and it kind of jumpstarts an entire chain reaction. And then Funcom goes, okay, fine, we'll give it to you. And then poof, in a matter of, you know, a few days or a couple of weeks, everybody has it. And it's like, okay, but now that we have this, could we possibly have that? So it's a never-ending
story. We're very
needy. Yes, we're very needy children.
But we're aware of it. And that's what's important.
Yeah. So just because we ask doesn't mean we shall receive. But one thing players have been asking, well, I actually think it must have been an unintended thing, is with all the Valentine's Day stuff that was put into the item store. If you remember those Valentine's bear pets, there was a pink, white, and brown one, all three of them. You could only purchase them, but you couldn't actually give it to anyone. They were not tradable. Well, as of February 17th, those Valentine's bear pets can now be traded. So
yay.
Even though, you know, it's like, well, better late than ever, but you can give like a belated Valentine's Day gift in a form of a pink, white, or brown bear.
It would be cool if they put things on sale before that they like went out of the store or something, or brought them back occasionally, not just like once a year.
Yeah. Probably, what does it say? They're actually holding a little heart, and it actually does say, will you be my Valentine or something,
yeah,
like that,
does,
right?
Yeah, it does. Says be my Valentine.
Yeah, so I don't think that's going to happen.
They should change it to still be my Valentine.
Or just you're make still it, you my know, Valentine. Or just make it, you know, I love you.
Yeah, why not?
I'd like with some w, creepy teddy bears with, like, creepy love messages on them.
Or creepy like... bears with love messages on them.
Like, I'll kill you last or something like that.
That would be so in, in the spirit of TSW.
Yeah.
Yeah, just a heart that says, I'm saving you for last.
Great. That is just bear. Creepy.
Yeah.
It doesn't say anything, but it's sitting in front of me.
Yeah, that's the inky. Yeah, Alistair, congrats. You got that today.
Yes, I did.
Nice.
That is totally an evil bear.
At least I got some achievements on this
bear. Aww. Okay, okay. Now, I'm just trying to
you're trying
out
to postpone
how to put...
it.
Yes, but Alistair has a rant prepared, so shall I, like, count you down, or you just want to go?
I'm gonna explode.
Three, okay, two, explode. One, rage!
Okay, so my rant is about the Sentinel of Argatha achievement. See, I have a bit of a problem. I've been here for all of the Whispering Tide events. I've done the cleansing protocols, I've done the Internet of Filth missions, you know. I've done them with these guys, these lovable bunch of goofballs that are dancing next to me while my character just sits there with his, you know, hands behind his back going, ugh. I haven't gotten the achievement because the game didn't register Enter the Filth Phase 1, apparently. And I submitted a ticket for this, and the response I essentially got was tough luck. And that bothers me, because this is not the first time I've had issues with missions not giving credit, like... A certain guardian in a certain PvP area that dropped a certain lunar metal pet, or having to replay every Orochi mission in the City of the Sun God because they didn't count towards the eight-headed serpent for some reason. And despite this history of it being like this, especially for events, because all of us have I'm pretty sure all of us have had at least one time where we've killed a guardian and didn't get credit because of lag. Yes? Mm-hmm. No, maybe?
Yeah, at least once.
Yeah, so, what events, I mean, this isn't new, doing an event, a mission event, and not getting credit. But, I realize that a lot of other people have complained. I mean, there are essentially two complaints about the Sin of Argatha. There's my complaint, which is, I did all the missions, but I didn't get credit for something because of a bug or lag or something, and I'll be honest, my internet's not the best. It could have been my internet. Or, it could have been the game. The other one is that a lot of the, particularly I think the cleansing protocol, is very reliant on how fast players were performing certain actions of the game, how long it lasted. And Funcom, unfortunately, has an email system out of the 80s. And like Flappy had already been active for like 3 or 4 days before I got my email about Flappy. But I'd already been fighting him because you guys thankfully informed me. And so people missed certain parts of the event because they either never got the email or they got the email after the section of the event was already done.
Well, it's either that or the entire part of that particular mission span lasted very short, very shortly. So
cool, yeah,
people
just a bit.
Did not actually get a chance or, you know, they... couldn't log in during that time, which could have just been a matter of a couple of days. Or, you know, they were just not really in the mood to play the game and thinking, well, it's going to be okay. I can wait for another few days.
Yeah.
Real life does interfere with gaming.
Yeah, look at the last phase with Enter the Filth Phase 2. I mean, how long after Funcom announced, you know, you guys want to get to Tokyo, you got to finish Whispered Tide event, how long did it take for those 7 tentacles to go down?
Yeah, but in all honesty, there was so much other stuff going on, and my point was that
once everybody got focused on it, or at least the core section of the game got focused on it, it took only a couple of days for that section to go away. And
yeah, it was
when Whispering Tide first came out, everybody was really gung-ho for it. Like a certain currently not speaking host, because he's sick, telling one of our members, Onishi, that you know he was his new best friend because he had all that metal saved up. That's right. I remember specific events. I was here, and I have witnesses that I did that mission.
Yep.
But, again, I didn't get it, and there's other people who missed it for other reasons. And the solution that Funcom has is it will be available again at some undetermined point in the future. Well, that's nice.
Yep. That's actually something that Tilty had announced on the forums, saying there will be another opportunity to earn this achievement in the future, and therefore potentially get slapped again.
Yes, because the title of the thread was Sentinel of Agatha, a slap in the face.
Yeah.
And so that's nice for the people who didn't get it because of, you know, a cleansing protocol lasting 2 days, or, you know, they weren't able to get in until the weekend and, you know, a section had already finished on the week. But then there's people like me, and I'm pretty sure there's other people like me who completed a mission and then didn't get credit. And we're going like, but we already earned it. Why do I have to earn it again?
Yeah. So there's, like you pointed out rightfully so, is that there basically seems to be two school of thoughts and two lines of complaints. First is players like you who for some reason received some kind of a bug and were not credited for a certain part of the Whispering Tide chain mission event, therefore making them ineligible to get this achievement. And that would be the helmet that we all got. The other players who did not get it as a result of them not participating in all of the portions of this event, you know, there's an issue with, well, you know, the achievement is still achievement. You need to complete everything in order to get it. Now, while there's people who actually, and rightfully so, I'm one of them, that actually think, well, if you're not there for, in order to do everything that's required of you to do during that mission, even if you miss one thing, you're not going to get it. And such is life, you know, the world's not going to end because you don't have a certain piece of clothing, you know, because you couldn't log in for a few days or even a few weeks. It doesn't even matter, you know, there is life outside of the game. So if that comes first, that comes first. You're not going to get a certain achievement if you cannot be in game and complete it, that particular step. However, where I actually agree with a lot of the people complaining about this, is that there is no point to actually award an achievement for something that, for an event that's still very much alive, very much active, especially if, you know, you're receiving the achievement for something that has been happening so far. People are suggesting that the helmet should be given out, or rather the portion of the event that people have missed out on should be available to them again in order to get this achievement. I think I just gave myself a headache.
Well, honestly, if they did that, like right now, if they reopened Enter the Filth Phase 1, I would run and go do it. Because, and hopefully get credit for it. Because, you know, I know I've done it before. I mean, but that's not what they're doing. They're being very cryptic about, you know, well, we'll give you a chance to do it again. Maybe kind of, sort of, in the future, eventually.
Yeah, the thing is,
and it's like, the event's going on right now. Why can't we do it right now, where it makes sense for us still to be doing Enter the Filth, or still to be doing, you know, stuff with the automaton back there?
Well, what I think that they mean by we'll make it available to you again is they'll make the helmet a reward for a different achievement in the future.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
But then again, what do people who have already received the helmet, what do they get as an achievement? You know.
Well, I was thinking something else actually. For those people who are completionists and love to get the achievements, making it available as part of a separate achievement is kind of going to stick in their craw a little bit, because they'll always have that thing on their achievements list, that one that they was never able to complete. Do you know what I mean? I think that's a little bit, for lack of a better term, arsehole-y.
Yeah, and like me, I'm not an achievement whore. I mean, I could care less about it. The reason I actually worked towards Ragatha Guardian is that certain websites that I was looking at gave me the impression that this lovely outfit that I'm currently wearing, minus Carapace of the Immaculate Machine chess piece right now, was going to be tied to that achievement. I thought that to get the Dapper Buzz, you would need to get that achievement. And I'm like, I love to collect clothes, as anybody can tell. Sees me play this game.
Yeah, you're not the only one. There's a lot of people who actually love receiving clothing as an achievement for actually completing something in-game. So, that's something that's not new, and people actually prefer doing that than buying it.
So I was working towards this, and the reason I didn't know that Enter the Filth Phase 1 had not credited towards that achievement is, if you go to Argatha, the Sentinel of Argatha, you don't see what missions you've completed and what missions you haven't. You can't tell how many times you beat Flappy.
That would have been nice.
If they had put that in there, which they have for pretty much every other achievement that requires you to complete a certain amount of missions or a certain chain of missions, then I would have been able to tell at the time, oh, I need to go back and redo that mission. It didn't credit me for it. But they didn't, and they still haven't.
Yeah, so it basically remains to be seen how the helmet will be awarded as an achievement at a later stage. Knowing Funcom, they will come up with some sort of, nice way of doing it. They've been pretty good in responding to what players want, like we said, but we keep on going back to them, going like, please, could we have some more? And that's not going to change. You know, the more you have, the more you want. Another thing that I wanted to mention is the fact that some players, I've seen it in general chat, have been complaining that they did not get the loot. Sometimes you need to check more than just your inventory to see what you actually got. Sometimes, yes, there could be a delay. Overall, your item
I'm cutting out a bit, Andita.
Channel, sorry?
You were cutting out.
Yeah, you were cutting out.
Oh, sorry. With regard to Flappy, not receiving Flappy loot, sometimes there is a delay, albeit a small one. But if you have clicked on send report, you should get it. The important thing to realize is that if you go and fight Flappy the first time, that's the only time that you will actually get the entire loot, including the purple bag. If you finish the Flappy raid the first time around, in like 15, 20 minutes, 25 minutes, and then you go back for another Flappy fight, you will not get another purple bag, okay? What you,
but you will
get
like three extants.
Three fragments slivers. And 50 slivers, okay? Now, Galactrix and I have actually managed to do a Flappy fight four times in a row in space of, well, we entered the fourth one before the portal closed up. So we did it four times. First time around, we got the complete loot. Second, third, and fourth fight, we got three fragments and 50 slivers for each fight completed. So that's the only thing you're going to get. Okay, so that's something to be mindful of. So it will not go into your inventory, but you will see it in the general chat or in your item loot tab, if you have one.
Also, be sure to look and see if a red box has appeared near your character in case your inventory is full.
Yeah,
or if
definitely.
The game thinks your inventory is full. Sometimes the game thinks your inventory is full when it isn't.
Weird.
Yeah, it can go to several different places.
Yeah.
Hey, all right.
Any other issues you guys want to bring up when it comes to Flappy Raid?
The loot.
Yeah, how about them energy drinks?
Oh, I'm so sick of getting energy drinks and
signet bags.
I've been sitting here listening to some of the guys over the last week, and like the luck is just completely unbelievable with some drops that people have been getting. You know, criterion upgrades several times over, things like this, and every single one I open, what do I get? A goddamn green signet bag.
At least you'll have enough energy signets to turn them into purple ones.
Dude, I have tons of signets. I don't need more signets. I can get signets.
I'd be happy if they gave us more blue glyphs. I feel like we never get blue glyphs.
To be honest, I want the goddamn night vision goggles. I want some clothes. Yeah. I want something cool. I don't want signets.
There's no reason to put any of those single potions in there, because if, like Myth said to me the other day, or today, if you can buy it for under 1,000 packs, it should not be in a rare purple bag.
Mm-hmm.
There is a point right there.
Is blue or purple, signet, or maybe glyph bags, the clothing pieces, which I still need to get the headset and the vision goggles, and of course more extants and more slivers, and I think that's pretty much it, really.
I think the only purple thing that I got, well, not thing, but I know that the only like very good drop that I got was a purple Nightwatch glyph toolkit, and that was in the like in the first couple of days of actually doing the raid. Every single time after that, I've received pure animas or signets or slivers. That's it. Okay, I did receive clothing. I did get night vision goggles and skirt and I think something else, boots or something. I'm not sure. But other than that, it's like, oh, I don't want that. I want purple stuff.
I wouldn't mind the clothes, to be honest. I wouldn't mind the clothes at all. It's just I'm sick of getting the bleeding signet bags.
Yeah.
I've had enough of it.
There are too many signet bags. If we weren't getting them so often, it wouldn't be such a big deal.
Yeah.
At least make them blue or purple. I mean, I have gotten a purple signet bag.
Well, blue are good. Blue are good enough. You know,
I have gotten a purple signet. I actually got a signet of shards out of it, which makes me happy because I happen to have a QL-10.1 cryogen destroyer, and
nice.
That gives me an extra 3% shotgun damage right there.
Yeah, and you can stack them up on your miners, and that comes up to like 9% increase, right?
Yeah, well, one of my miners is blue talisman, and I'm not going to put any purple signets in it.
Yeah.
All of my talisman except for one minor and one major, I'll have purple signets in it now. So I mean, purple glyphs in them now, and so I'm finally up there in the purple realm, except for two things.
It'd be cool if we could like get one, you know, epic drop per day, you know, every player, then everybody would be doing it. Yeah, I guess you can't really do it. You can't make the game so that Nah. So mathematically, that would be like, whoa. Plus, people would then just log in once during the day and that's it. The way to actually get people to do it on a regular basis is because of the possibility. But I mean, let's face it, we all run dungeons in order to get the toolkits, the auxiliary toolkit upgrades, you know, and all kinds of nice upgradable well, not upgradable, but stuff that we can put onto our decks, that we can use onto our decks to actually make them better. This raid is no different. You know, you just have to go in and do it. And yeah, it's down to, it seems to be down to sheer luck when it comes to what you actually get. Or maybe it really does matter, you know, maybe those people who have gotten, like, you know, 2 astral fuses and 2 criterion upgrades or even more have done it, you know, dozens of times per day, which can happen. You know, not everybody is off at work or at school. Some people are off enjoying their holidays or unemployed playing the game, you know, so... it probably doesn't mean that someone who does it twice, 4 times, 5 times a day actually got all that good loot from just doing it a few times a day. Something to be mindful of. Statistically, I don't think it would be possible. Or they would have to really, it would be like, what are you doing in the game? Why don't you play a lottery if your luck is that good?
So I got a question for you, and actually I just want to lore 2 for the Whispering Tide, is that that's at the end of Enter the Filth, right?
Yes.
Yeah, that was at the very end of the
first instance. Okay, I have lore 2.
There you go. Show them that screenshot. There's your proof.
Yeah, there you go.
I don't have
good point.
Lore 3, even though I did Enter the Filth Phase 2, but I have lore 2.
There might be some sort of achievement for... There is an achievement for collecting all the lores, right?
Yeah, there is an achievement for collecting all the lores.
Yeah, we're still waiting for lore 7.
Yep, that's right.
Speaking of lore, you know, back up this branch, up there on top of the entrance to the Sunken Library, whoever put that lore there, I hate
it. If I could get it, and I absolutely suck at jumping, then
I
you
could
can
probably
definitely
rocket jump up there.
No, to be quite honest, I tried. You kind of have to glitch yourself up there.
Yeah.
You can't really jump it. You have to glitch your way in. It's
I
a weird, weird
it.
One. Really?
I mean,
I've
you
not
just,
seen anyone jump it. It's always
there's
been glitchy.
A point on the side where it's like slightly out so you can jump onto it. And then once you're on there, you can move forward a little bit. You don't have to get all the way up there.
I actually got all the way up there. Don't ask me how. It took me at least 3 days of trying. And every time I tried before then, after about 5 to 10 times of doing it, I would get so freaking frustrated and just like give up. Rage quit. I don't need this freaking lore. And one day I was just like hop, hop, hop. And I was up there and I just couldn't believe it. All right, so Flappy Raid is going to be on in a couple of minutes. One last thing before we actually go into the Flappy Raid to mention on tonight's show.
Are they going
to
witness
us fail? Hey, we don't fail.
We never fail. Are they going to witness us have victory very slowly?
No, not today. So, monthly duel tournament has been advertised for this weekend. It is taking place at 1800 hours UTC, which is, I do believe, 1 p.m. EST. It's going to be taking place at the London Fight Club. There will be 2 division, Division 2 and Division 1. Division 2 is taking place on Saturday. Prize pool consists of 5,200 bonus points, 4 criterion upgrades, 2 astral fuses, and title the duelist. So, you know, if you're itching for those criterion upgrades and astral fuses, hey, you know, go and enter. You know, you might actually have a better chance of getting it from a winning PvP tournament. The first 3 places, I do believe, share those. During the tournament, all official communications will be handled through the MDT chat channel. So make sure you join it to receive all the latest information. We will be live streaming it on our Holosuite XS chat channel. So, you know, be sure to join us.
We'll be there, so you should be there.
Yeah, that's right.
We want you there.
Yeah.
We'll give you the whole seat, but you only need the edge.
But before we go, one thing we are going to leave you with is with what happened the last time on Beyond the Veil.
Last time on Beyond the Veil, the secret world.
Thing someone wanted to talk about is the cooldown.
Oh, yeah. Rage.
Okay, yeah. The stupid
Robin Rage.
I can. The.
You're breaking up, bud.
You're right, dude.
Even a. In 1 hour or 2 hours.
Is it just me or.
I think Rowan's rage has broken his connection.
Okay, so I guess we're going to have to wait for Rowan's rage when he gets back.
Yep, so we're still going to have to wait for Rowan to rage. Cause
Rowan raged
here.
So hard he left the state.
Yeah.
He raged so hard he touched the sky.
Oh!
Oh, yeah.
Booyah!
That'll be on next time.
Alrighty, okay, well, that's it for this edition of Beyond the Veil for this week. Thank you so very much for joining us tonight. We hope you had fun. We hope you, at least, you know, if you had some questions, we managed to answer them. If you do have questions about the game, please feel free to contact us. The email address is either holosuitemedia@gmail.com. or beyondtsw@gmail.com. We will respond to that. If there's anything that you would like to promote within the game, if you have any special events planned, feel free to contact us and we will pimp your event on the show. That's it.
Hold on. I have one thing to say before we go.
Uh-oh.
Because I just encountered a huge problem with this new AFK timer thing.
Yeah.
By the time that I loaded into the instance, it said I had 30 seconds left, and it kicked me out before I could get to the end of the branch.
Ooh, that's a big problem.
Ooh, that is a big problem.
Yeah. Okay, and so now I see. Well, basically that 90 seconds, yeah, I've been kicked out as well because I did not get down and fight. Doesn't matter, I'll go back in. But that 90 seconds should actually kick in when you get loaded in. Not when you start the loading time, but when you actually load in completely.
Especially because people like me, we take more than 90 seconds to load sometimes.
Yeah, some people have, you know, bad connections or slower computers. They really should have planned for that, really.
Or, oh, I don't know when to start it, but, like, that's just bad.
Yeah, so there you go, Funcom. Something for you to consider. If they're listening.
Oh, they always listen.
They're always listening.
Yep, that can prove to be a very legitimate concern by a number of players whose computers are not super machines. So anyway, on that note, something to ponder on. We will talk to you guys next week when we'll have more news from the secret world. Take care, everyone, and have a good night.
Bye.
Bye.
See ya.
Yeah.
Thanks for tuning in to tonight's broadcast of Beyond the Veil, a production of Holosuite Media. Join us next week at 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, and be sure to check holosuitemedia.com and iTunes for our remastered shows and more. You can follow us on Twitter at BeyondTSW. If you have any questions or comments, please send us an email to BeyondTSW@gmail.com, and join us next week at 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time for another episode of Beyond the Veil, a place where hilarity always ensues.